This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a grand roadshow last evening in Patna after inaugurating the new terminal building of Jai Prakash Narayan International Patna Airport and laying the foundation stone for the second airport of Patna at Bihita. During the 6-kilometer-long roadshow, people showered flower petals on the Prime Minister's convoy and greeted him holding the national flag in their hands. The new terminal building at Patna Airport, constructed at a cost of around 1,200 crore rupees, is set to significantly enhance the airport's annual passenger handling capacity to 1 crore. The project of new civil enclave of Bihita Airport is worth over 1,410 crore rupees. Bihar Governor Arif Muhammad Khan, Chief Minister Nitish Kumar, Union Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu were also present at the inaugural function. Today, on the last leg of Bihar visit, Mr. Modi will visit Bikramganj in Rohtash district. He will inaugurate, lay the foundation stone for and dedicate multiple development projects worth over 50,000 crore rupees. Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlighted the importance of developing the country's agriculture sector as a key step towards making India a developed nation. In a video message on his social media account, at the launch of the Viksit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan in Odisha, he stated that the central government is addressing various agriculture-related issues, including ensuring fair prices for farmers' produce and strengthening the agricultural economy.
एक अहम विषय किसानों को आय के अतिरिक्त साधन मुहैया कराने का भी है खेतों की जो मेड है उस पर सोलर पैनलिंग का काम हो देश में जो स्वीट रिवॉल्यूशन हो रहा है मधुमक्खी पालने वाले किसानों को लाभ हो रहा है उससे ज्यादा से ज्यादा किसान कैसे जुड़े खेत से निकले जिन अवशेषों को कचरा कहकर फेंक दिया जाता है उससे कैसे एनर्जी बनाए वेस्ट टू वेल्थ क्रिएट कैसे करें
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar stated that the relationship between India and New Zealand is expanding across various sectors. He made these remarks during a meeting with New Zealand's Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Winston Peters in New Delhi yesterday. Dr. Jaishankar highlighted the success of New Zealand Prime Minister Christopher Luxon's recent visit to India, during which both the nations initiated free trade agreement, FTA negotiations, and signed several agreements. BJP has hit out at Trinamool Congress for allegedly undermining Operation Sindoor. Speaking to media yesterday in New Delhi, BJP spokesperson Shehzad Poonawalla condemned West Bengal Minister Udayan Guha's remarks on Operation Sindoor. He alleged TMC of insulting the Indian Armed Forces and citizens. Terming Mr. Guha's remarks as disgraceful, Mr. Poonawalla said the entire nation is expressing gratitude to the forces for Operation Sindoor. Prasar Bharati Shared Audio Visuals for Broadcast and Dissemination, or PB Shabd, has invited YouTubers, podcasters, and video editors to register for its free services. PB Shabd is a go-to source for copyright-free, authentic, and safe-to-use content. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange alert over northwest, central, and east India, including Jammu Kashmir, Punjab, Haryana, Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Odisha, West Bengal, and Assam, due to extremely heavy rainfall. Talking to media, IMD scientist Akhil Srivastav said that there is a possibility of thunderstorm and gusty winds in the northwest region of the country, including Punjab, Haryana, and Jammu and Kashmir. At the Asian Athletics Championships in Gumi, South Korea, Avinash Sable won gold in the 3,000-meter steeplechase with a time of 8 minutes 20.92 seconds. He became the third Indian man to win the event after Harbhajan Singh in 1975 and Dina Ram in 1989. Jyoti Araji claimed her second straight gold in the 100-meter hurdle, setting a new championship record of 12.96 seconds. In IPL T20 cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru stormed into the final of the tournament after beating table toppers Punjab Kings by 8 wickets in the first qualifier at Munlanpur in Chandigarh last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.